Wafa, Wafa, it's time for the semi-finals of the MTN 8. Of course, just two fixtures to look forward to this weekend. We've got two mouth-watering clashes indeed. First up, we've got Orlando Pirates against Mamelodi Sundowns in what looks to be the biggest game of the season. In fact, we'll get to that debate in just a moment. And then, of course, the Sunday blockbuster between Kaizer Chiefs and AmaZulu. Of course, yet to discuss that with me. I can't do it all alone. With Banile Pikwa as well as Ayanda Vezi. Gentlemen, it's Wafa Wafa time, do or die, as they say. Four teams remain now. How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. I like the fact that this season they played the MTN 8 after having played a couple of games. Usually,
it's not a pre-season tournament.
Yeah. You know, and I mean for such big money, 8 million is massive. It's huge. You know, you'd want the best preparation for a tournament like that. Unlike before, where you find the first game of the season is the MTN 8 quarterfinals. You know, and you play the semifinals after week 4 or week 3, you know, now you're getting a proper test, a proper chance to prepare, you know, the windows closed, everything into the semi-final. So, I'm hoping for, two very good games. I think it's going to be four very good games in total, including the second legs. Mm-hmm. So we are very open, both games. I think, when you look at Pirates and Sundowns, evenly matched, although Sundowns will be slight favorites, you know, and you look at Chiefs and AmaZulu, that one, no favorites.
Also evenly matched.
Evenly matched, you know. So I think it's two evenly matched games. So it will be interesting to see who goes to the finals.
So then is it fair to say the winner of Orlando Pirates and Sundowns having the quality, you know, is this a final before the final then?
Definitely, it is a final before the final, this one. Even the hype around the game, like you could see even the fans pulling stats, previous stats like on social media. Yeah. You could see the vibe that, this is a big game for the tournament. And the team, like the coaches, their pressers towards to the build-up of the game. Coach Jose Rivero coming out that he's impressed with the new signings of Orlando Pirates, of which we might see Erasmus being unleashed on the day with Abondlondlo also. So it's going to be a very interesting game on Saturday. And I wonder how it's going to unfold. And we know that Orlando Pirates faithfuls will be out in numbers playing in Orlando. So we must expect an entertaining encounter. And seeing both teams, it will be an attacking football. We know Pirates, it's not that kind of a team that packed the bus. So it's going to be very interesting to see.
Banile, you said these teams come into this game evenly matched. I don't know how our listeners would, how it would sit with them. We've got one team who've won the league like 5 times in a row and one team who have won, I think, one trophy since 2015 or so.
So they're evenly matched. Obviously, I'm just talking merely about, merely focused on the 8 games that have played this season. There's not much between the two teams. It's 1 and 2 on the log, you know. Mm. Obviously, Sundowns are a better team. They've got a better squad than Orlando Pirates. But also in saying that, I wouldn't go as far as saying this is the final before the final, you know, because once you say that, you're then saying, we're expecting an easy final for one of the two teams, and then you look at how Sundowns beat AmaZulu the last time out. You know, they needed a goal in the 92nd minute. You know, so if Sundowns were to face an AmaZulu, for example, in the final, it wouldn't be a walkover. If a Pirates were to face the Chiefs in the final, it wouldn't be a walkover. You know, so it's still a semi-final though. It's the one that involves the two big teams. Mm. So, yeah, the evenly matched, we're just focusing on this 8 games this season. I think the stats will tell you also there's not much between the two teams. But Sundowns do have the advantage. They do have the quality. But, yeah, it will be 11 against 11. Pirates will be much more confident than the last game in December, you know, when they faced Sundowns. And they'll be much more confident than the last time they faced Sundowns in a cup competition, which was the Nedbank Cup. So I think Pirates come into this game in good shape. You know, they'll be much more confident. And Sundowns also, they approaching this game, it's unlike before where they'd celebrate being drawn against Pirates. But now they know they'll have to dig deep, and they'll have to dig very deep this time. So it will be interesting to see how it unfolds, like I understand.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it will be... it will be one to look at the season, this season, best game of the season so far, so far this season, you know. We'll wait and see if it lives up to expectations.
Ayanda, you mentioned Kamet Erasmus. Of course, Romeo, he gets a chance to have his second debut at Orlando Pirates against his former club.
Yeah.
You think he's going to come in straight into the lineup? How will Coach Rivero adjust him or, you know, easing him into the lineup?
Well, look, Jesse, the way Pirates have been struggling, like going in front, I would say maybe Kermit is that missing puzzle for Pirates now. And Coach has said that Erasmus is an interesting player. He has been very impressed with him, his feet. So we can expect him to start in the game. As a coach, I would start him because, he knows Sundowns in and out. So for me, coming into this game, and he has been with the club for almost like a week now. So for me, starting him, I wouldn't be surprised because he's like a plus one for Pirates coming into this game.
Predictions, Banelli?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I'm not sure of the readiness of Erasmus, to be honest. I mean, we're talking about an injury-prone 32-year-old. This is a player that was on the bench for two seasons at Mamelodi Sundowns, and to come in and start in such a big game, I think for me it's a difficult ask.
Even at Cape Town City, he wasn't playing 90 minutes.
Cape Town City,
minutes.
So we're talking about a player who hasn't played consistently for 90 minutes in consistent matches in the past 3 to 4 seasons, you know. So to come and start him in a game like this, I think it will be a big ask. And if it doesn't work out, it might turn out negatively for the player, you know. The negative comments on social media, everybody's, and we know he's one of the players that have been abused in social media, if I can use that word. One of the players that have been targeted on social media, that's the right word to use.
Yeah.
You know, the backlash is going to get. So I think maybe the player, the coach rather, should protect him in this game. Maybe give him some run towards the end. Don't give him so much pressure by starting him. But, I mean, he's an international player. He can take it. It's just me thinking, what if it goes wrong? It
can
have negative impacts for the whole season. But, yeah. Nonetheless, I think Pirates do have what it takes to upset Mamelodi Sundowns. And playing at home, also, they need to be careful of that away goal that Mamelodi Sundowns will be looking for. So it will be an interesting game. I'd say both teams to score. I'll sit on the fence as a punt. I think both teams will score in this game. I'm hoping to see goals. So for me, my bet is both teams to score. I'm not sure which team I can go for. But if you put...
At least in the first leg.
After the first leg, then we'll see the true colors of the Orlando Pirates. Are they ready enough to take on such games? But we can't come here and tip them confidently against a team like Mamelodi Sundowns when they haven't really beaten the big teams. So it's a team, it's a tried and tested versus an up and coming or a team that's on an upward trajectory.
How you feel?
Okay, Vanilla has said, like, with Kermit Erasmus, maybe we don't know the coach, maybe he's playing the mind games, saying Erasmus is fit to play on that particular day. So maybe he's playing mind games, we don't know, maybe that's his tactics. So coming into this game, the predictions, I will agree with Vanilla. I will say double chance, both teams to score.
Double chance on Orlando Pirates?
Both teams.
Oh, so no draw?
Yeah.
No draw, a winner either way for Orlando Pirates or Sundowns, says Ayanda Banelli, playing it safe, going at both teams to score. One fixture that, as Banelli mentioned, deserves more respect, Kaizer Chiefs and AmaZulu. The other fixture isn't the final before the final. Two teams both deserve respect, Kaizer Chiefs in their own way, so too AmaZulu. Banelli, it's tricky. You mentioned evenly matched at the start of the podcast. Will it be that way on Sunday?
I think so. I mean, this is not a fixture that I'm going to dwell much on. Mm-hmm. I think what we saw in the league game between the two teams, it was a dull stalemate. I'm expecting to see that in both legs. In fact, unless maybe Caleb Beniminyama comes with some exciting and
moments of magic.
Yeah, you know, we saw against SuperSport, if he can replicate that form and start scoring, then maybe Chiefs will have a better chance. But for me, I'm expecting another 0-0, 1-1 draw, you know. I'd go for a straight
draw. Under 2.5?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I don't see three goals in this game, definitely. Under 2.5, you can take with confidence for me. And also take a draw. I'd go for a draw here. I know like there are some punters even here at Hollywood that loves the draw, especially in PSL games, your Donovans and your Gavins. So I think in this one, for me, straight draw. I can't separate the two teams.
Well, for me, I will disagree with Banele because, like, given AmaZulu, their last game in the league, the way they performed against the Mamelodi Sundowns, yes, it was a different team against the Sundowns. Now they are facing Kaizer Chiefs, of which it's a team they are evenly matched with. So coming into this game, for me, I think AmaZulu will want to settle the game away. So for them,
I remember in the league game you were very bullish about AmaZulu as well.
Yeah, so playing away at to Kaizer Chiefs, I think this is the game where they will say we must first win this game so that we know when comes second leg at home, we know that we maybe we're leading up by 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1. So for me, I'll go with AmaZulu straight win for them.
And it sounds crazy, but in Durban is definitely where Chiefs will have more supporters than the home game.
Yeah, definitely. So hence I'm saying AmaZulu
will want to settle it away from home.
Yes, definitely. So I'll say AmaZulu. I'll give it to them.
Bold calls indeed from both Ayanda Vezi as well as Vanilla Piqua. Promises to be an exciting first round of MTN 8 semi-final clashes. I'm going with Mamelodi Sundowns to win and a draw in the Kaizer Chiefs and AmaZulu fixture. I feel like Sundowns could just, you know, quality could prevail over there. And I'm not too pleased with Pirates just yet. They've still got a lot of buying to do to win me over. But that's just my preference. Gentlemen, it's going to be an interesting weekend of football. Football is back in the country. Domestic football returns, and yeah, until next week.
Yeah, sharp, sharp. I just hope we don't see any bus parking. Let's see some good football
from any of the four teams.
Definitely,
definitely. There has to be an entertaining game this coming weekend. So I'm looking forward to it.
Wafa, wafa.
Yeah,
sharp, sharp.